This is the Android Buffet Podcast, episode number 254, recorded Monday, June 15th, 2015, in 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Exciting episode of the Android Buffet Podcast.
Holy cow, dude, it's been like forever since we've done this.
Well, you know, I did consider starting the show with, you know, some sort of welcome back music.
Like a welcome back Cotter?
Well, you're a fan of John Sebastian's work?
I don't know.
The guy who did the theme song for Welcome Back Cotter. You know, welcome back, your dreams are your ticket out. Welcome back. That one?
Oh.
You mentioned the show. I assumed you remembered the theme song. But I could have done a variety of things. You know, I could have, of course, since I went to Israel, I could have played the Israeli national anthem. You know. I didn't.
Wow, that's impressive.
What, that I know the Israeli national anthem? I also know the Guyana national anthem, but I mostly picked that up because I have a coworker.
Ah. Well,
did you have fun?
Okay, it's impressive to me that you can do that.
Okay, but did you have fun while I was away?
No, I think you leaving just threw my karma all into whack, so things have not been fun.
You didn't get your karma either? Because I've been waiting for my karma for months. They keep promising me soon, and it just isn't coming.
You always have karma. Sometimes it's good, sometimes it's bad.
Then where's my $100?
What's $100 got to do with it?
That's what I paid for the karma.
You can't pay for karma, not with money.
Yes, you can. If you want your wireless hotspot, you have to pay karma. Are we talking about the same thing here?
I guess not.
I ordered a Karma Go.
I don't know what that is.
It's like a MiFi type thing.
Ah.
They promised me that they would deliver it soon, but I have been waiting since, I have it here, I ordered it on November 29th, 2014.
Ah, well, they're collecting bad karma themselves.
Well, they just sent me an email. They're at the fourth and final interoperability testing lab and at candidate 2. So basically, they can show me pictures showing that the thing actually exists. Anyway, I have karma problems. So, I'm glad you missed me. It makes me feel wanted and needed.
Yep.
So, in my absence, you know, there was some news, but I did sort of create a light show because it is currently 3 in the morning. Oh, excuse me, 5 in the morning. Am I doing my math wrong? Israel's GMT plus 3, we're GMT minus 4. So, I'm tired.
Okay.
You've heard of jet lag.
I'm just out of practice. What is this thing we're doing now?
It's a podcast.
Podcast.
Yeah.
Okay.
We chat a bit. We talk about Android.
Good. Glad to hear it. Do we talk about Android?
We were just about to do that.
Okay.
Yeah. You interrupted the lead up here.
Oh, I did. Oh, I'm sorry.
I was just saying that, you know, it is not a incredibly long show because I was tired.
Okay, cool.
I only returned yesterday.
And you might want to go to bed. I would want to go to bed.
I'm already in bed.
Oh, we're doing this podcast from bed?
No, I'm just imagining I'm in bed. I'm mentally there already.
Okay. Well, that's not good.
Massive amounts of caffeine.
What if you mentally start snoring? What should I do?
Wake me up. So the next version of Android, Android M, is going to overhaul the stock calculator app for all of you calculator people out there.
Yay! It's all like materially and stuff.
And don't forget, changes to the handling of decimal points. I hear your excitement, Jerry.
Yep. You know, I don't know. So I guess they stopped using floating points and now they're actually using, you know, real decimals, you know, decimal type, you know, fixed point, which, hey, whatever. Cool.
Good well, on. Remember, if you don't like that, you still have the choice of alternative calculator apps.
Yes, or you can do your high-precision math on a cell phone.
Cell phone's more powerful than that TI-82 I used in school.
I bet your TI-82 uses floating point as well. I
wonder where my TI-82 is.
I don't know. I don't even know what a TI-80 whatever is.
A graphing calculator.
Oh, okay.
I remember people used to write little programs on the thing. Ah, the good old days. Was it 83? 82, 83. I'll think about it. Anyway, BlackBerry may be making an Android phone with a sliding keyboard. Remember those? I love them so much.
Yes, but now you're used to not having a keyboard.
I still have trouble typing without it.
But what does a sliding keyboard look like?
From the pictures, you slide the screen up. So the one I had, you slid the screen over and it went in sort of a landscape mode. This looks like more of a portrait mode.
Yep.
So that when it slides up, it looks like a BlackBerry. Because in this case, it would be a BlackBerry. Apparently, Asus may be looking to buy HTC.
That just blows my mind. But, well.
It could be good.
HTC struggling, right? I mean, every HTC phone that I have ever had, all one of them, was really awesome. But I guess they're not, you know.
Didn't you have two of them?
They're a medium-sized company in a big boy game.
Didn't you have two of them?
Both of my Evos HTC, or HTCs?
Yeah. You've had two HTCs and an LG.
Yep.
How is it I remember what phones you have better than you do?
Because my brain's in like four different places right now.
This you're speaking to the person who's sleep deprived. Okay. So Google apparently wants to help you pick your next phone.
Really? Yes. And are they going to help? Are they going to tell me to get the Nexus 6?
Well, basically, if you go and visit the site, it will ask you some questions and tell you what the right phone is for you. So let's see what the right phone is for me. My new Android phone is for taking photos. How often do you take photos? I like photos, so I'll say about 20 per week. Next question. What's important for your phone's camera? Fast, high-quality photos or awesome selfie camera? Fast, high-quality photos. Let's see. My phone is important for being productive because I email, schedule, or work from my phone up to 2 hours per day. Social media, less than 1 hour per day, not interesting to me. Let's see. I'm not a gamer, so let's say that I don't play games. No idea because I just told you I don't play games. Thank you for paying attention. Being on the go.
Wow, it didn't pick a single Nexus phone for me.
What feature would help you on the go? Rapid charging, removable SIM card for international use. Okay. Web browsing. How often do you browse on your phone? All the time. Texting and instant messaging. Not as frequent. Talking. People still do that on phones? So let's just let's just stop now and see what phones. I'm going to say I'm on T-Mobile because right now I'm using a GSM SIM. I can get the Nexus 6, the LG G4, the Samsung Galaxy Note 4. Okay.
I'm sorry. Which ones did it pick for you?
Well, let's see. Am I looking at low prices, mid prices, high prices, the latest phones? What am I sorting by?
I don't know. What did it give you for a top match?
The G4.
It gave me the HTC One M9 as a top match with the Galaxy Note Edge and the Galaxy Note 4 as runners-ups.
Good to know.
All right. Interesting.
So next,
that's it. Android.com/phones/which phones. Or which phone?
And if you want something a little cheaper than a phone, because you already have your phone, you could buy Google Cardboard. Do you want to try Google Cardboard, Jerry?
Not so much.
It reminds me of the old days.
Stuff makes me dizzy.
But you've never tried it. How do you know it would make you dizzy?
Because anything that where you focus on a place that's different than like where you should focus for the distance that you're looking,
yeah,
are they just makes my brain go all screwy.
Mm-hmm.
Like 3D shows, 3D movies and such, those pictures that are all kind of wavy and you're supposed to focus just on them, but spread your eyes out to give you a 3D picture inside that waviness, those never work, etc.
Well, we'll see what happens. I'm interested to try it at some point. You know, I could buy myself my IM cardboard box and, you know, put my phone into it. For example, for only $20, I can get an IM Cardboard 45mm focal length virtual reality Google Cardboard with printed instructions and easy to follow numbered tabs with NFC.
Wow. With NFC.
Yeah. Basically.
What does the NFC do? Say, hi, you're in a box?
No, it tells it that it's in the box. So when you put it in the box, it rubs against the NFC tag, thus indicating that you're now inside your cardboard. It allows the phone to know it's in the cardboard.
Interesting. Man, there's some weird stuff in this world.
Okay.
Okay, but so what you're saying is you can buy cardboard now.
Yeah, from third parties. You could also make your own cardboard if you wanted to.
Okay, so at iamcardboard.com, you can buy the version 2 cardboard kit for $20.
Are you?
Is that accurate?
Are you afraid of version 2 as opposed to version 1?
I don't know. Is it better than version 1?
One would assume. But I haven't
apparently actually... they replaced a button. Seriously. They replaced a magnet switch with a conductive foam button. Because, cool, right?
Well, that's just the new input method. Apparently there may be other improvements. But it's securely packed in a protective sleeve, and it easily folds to its original state when not in use. You can get it in a variety of...
10 seconds or less.
Yes. And you get your variety of colors from black to box color.
Because, hey, it's cardboard.
Well, you know, see, if it were me, I'd refer to that as natural.
Mm.
The kit also includes Velcro strips and a rubber band.
I'm not sure. Okay. This, whatever, cardboard, cool.
Okay, so let's change the subject then. Android M apparently brings a much improved standby time to the Nexus 5. So that's been claimed in various Google promotions, but somebody decided to take the preview and actually try to see if they could compare it to Android 5.1.1, which is the current.
And oh boy, did it make a difference, right?
In their tests, what they did was they loaded the developer preview on one Nexus 5, Android 5.1.1 on another, and subjected them to similar scenarios. So both devices did not have SIM cards. They had Bluetooth, NFC, Android Beam disabled, along with LED and tones disabled. They did have Wi-Fi and GPS set to accuracy mode and were placed at the same distance from the router. Both phones had 3 IMAP accounts and a Gmail account with the default settings loaded in. They had identical apps installed and configured. The phones were left to idle for 48 hours and the results were below. So basically what we have is under 5.1.1, power consumption was about 4.0% after 8 hours. With Android M, the developer preview, 1.5. At 24 hours.
Which is a lot.
Yeah. At 24 hours, it was 12% for 5.1.1 and 4.5% for Android M. And then at 48 hours, 24% versus 9%.
So the bottom line is with Android 5.1.1, the theoretical max was, what, 200 hours? And with Android M, 533 hours? That's a lot, yo.
Especially considering that that's all software.
Wow. Yep.
But I'm excited. I hope to have Android M on a future phone.
I'm hopeful to have Android M on my current phone. Ha ha! See what I did there?
My current phone, maybe my future phone. So the Android distribution numbers were updated. Lollipop is up to 12.4%.
Yes. And Android M is nowhere to be found.
It doesn't exist yet.
I can't believe how many people are still on Froyo. Froyo.
I could go for some Froyo. I haven't had a good frozen yogurt in a while.
But it looks like if you support Jelly Bean and Higher, you're good to go.
I think
ignoring
well,
that.
That's pretty much the majority of people.
Yeah. Only, 11% are below, Jelly Bean. So
those people should be encouraged to stop that.
They should.
Plex was updated.
Plex.
Yeah. It has fast user switching, improvements for Android TV and some other stuff. I keep meaning to do something with Plex.
I like Plex.
No, I like it, but I don't do anything with it.
Oh, well, you should.
That's why I keep meaning to.
Yep.
Google's open sourced Chrome for Android. And immediately somebody has come up with No Chromo, a version with a built-in ad blocker.
Ha!
Let's see what else we have here. Google Slides is updated with Chromecast support if you want to display your slideshow.
That's nice. That's actually amazingly and super, super valuable, in my opinion.
I'm waiting for Hangouts to have Chromecast support. Because I've had this idea for the longest time, and I don't know why they haven't done it.
Mm-hmm.
You pair your Hangouts video chat on your phone or on your computer with your Chromecast, so the other person's video and audio is coming through on your big TV.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, the video and audio they're seeing is coming from your phone. So the phone is like a camera.
Sure, makes sense.
Wouldn't that be wonderful?
Yes.
No, I'm saying it would be incredibly useful. I don't know why they've never done that. It must be doable.
Must be.
Yeah, someday. If anybody at Google is listening, which I seriously doubt they are, get on that. Let's see here. After a long absence, the Last.fm app has been updated. Do you Scrabble, Jerry?
I do not Scrabble. Scrabble.
Scrabble.
That's where you broadcast what it is you're listening to.
Yes.
Right?
In the hopes of sharing that experience with other people.
All right.
I know people who do that. I don't. Not that I'm embarrassed by my music selections. If I haven't been embarrassed by some of the selections I've made over the course of the show over the last 255 episodes, then obviously I'm not embarrassed about sharing my musical tastes. Okay, that silenced them.
Yep.
Okay, there's an early look at Hangouts 4.0. So it looks like they're going to something similar to the Inbox app. I'm not sure if you've played with the Inbox app, Jerry.
I have.
So a lot of the design features look like they took them from there.
Sure.
So it looks nice. Not much to say about that, but just to mention. Coming soon. The head of the FCC says that all phones should come with theft prevention features with a common framework for the U.S. So what do you think? Should all the phones have theft prevention?
I'm going to go with no.
Why?
And even more certainly, I'm going to say that they shouldn't all be the exact same unified national framework. Because you know what that sounds like to me?
Government oversight?
That sounds like a unified national framework to enable spying on our fellow citizens.
Any particular reason that your accent flares up when you say that?
Nope. Not just, that I'm aware of.
Just asking. I know you don't believe you have one. But you sound more accent-y.
Okay.
Okay. Just asking. But either way, a national framework could be good or could be bad. The idea is that you make it less attractive for people to steal phones if it's harder to get any value out of them from stealing them. So therefore, if your phone is not useful if it's stolen, because you can report it stolen and thus the phone would no longer work, that's potentially useful. However, one of the common things that people are doing with especially iPhone theft, which is much more popular than Android theft because of the higher resale value, they take the phone, steal it in, let's say, New York, and then ship it to China and sell it there.
I just don't think that this is any of the FCC's business.
What is the FCC's business?
Communications. Who gets what bandwidth? That kind of stuff.
How about Title II regulations in regards to net neutrality? Is that their business?
I have mixed feelings about that.
Yeah, but the broadband industry lost a bid to stop those rules until they finished suing the government for actually trying to impose them. So net neutrality now exists.
In theory.
Well, just remember one thing, Jerry. The world has not come to an end, despite the fact broadband companies claimed that it would. There hasn't been any noticeable impact to broadband companies' profits. And, for whatever reason, investment in telecommunications hasn't magically stopped or become unfeasible.
Well, sure, not today, but what about tomorrow?
Only if the companies use it as an excuse to stop investing, which is what they're trying to do. It doesn't affect their business in any significant way. They're just whining.
Sure.
Speaking of whining, John Legere, who is the head of T-Mobile, says, if you are not pissed off, you are not paying attention. How's that for a line?
Coming from the CEO, you say head of T-Mobile, and I guess that's accurate, but it doesn't sound nearly as impressive as the CEO of T-Mobile.
Yeah, essentially he put up a rant on the internet.
Which is, because he's the small guy, he's complaining about the small guys getting cut out of spectrum auctions. But he's not cut out, but like overbid, which, you know.
But he's not the smallest person there.
Okay, but nor is he in the top three.
That's because he's number four.
Right. Number four would, by definition, be not the top three.
Correct.
And there's a long way between number two and number three.
I'm aware. Who's number three again?
That would be Sprint.
I've heard of them.
My beloved company.
Well, I hope they continue to make money. I am a shareholder, after all.
I'm a user. I want them to stay in business.
Well, I want them to gouge you as much as possible.
Sure.
Sprint, if you're listening, raise Jerry's rates so I can make more money in your next dividend offering.
Do they actually pay dividends?
I don't think so. Well, okay. I always signed up for drip.
But they don't pay dividends. I can't imagine that they're paying dividends.
I don't think they are. I just have to go look at my stock thing. I can't remember who's paying dividends. I don't know. I've been so upset about that JCPenney stock plummeting. It's been hard to look at my portfolio.
Sure.
Oh, well. I'll just go and bask in the glow of consolidated Tomoka.
There you go.
I'm kidding. I really am horrible at the stock market.
Okay.
But, you know, you need to invest. You need to protect your future and all those things that you don't like thinking about.
I don't.
I don't either, but sometimes it's necessary.
Yep.
So anyway, as I said, that was pretty much what I put in for the show notes because mm-hmm. I only had a little time before I collapsed last night. So I'll have a little more time next week.
Well, I think you should go to bed now.
Well, I did have a few things to discuss with you, Jerry, before we left.
Okay, let's do that.
First of all, I was not kidnapped by Colombians while I was abroad.
I'm so happy to hear that.
Yes, a few things did happen.
Were you kidnapped by Italians?
No.
Okay, good.
I left the country. I came back into the country. There was no kidnapping or potential danger. I was near several potentially hostile borders. I was within sight of Syria.
Oh, and you weren't kidnapped by Syrians?
No, that's what the guys with machine guns were for.
You were kidnapped by guys with machine guns?
No, they're the ones who protect the border.
And people near the border from getting kidnapped?
Yes, whatever you can say about politics, the IDF is actually fairly effective.
Cool. Well, I'm glad to hear you didn't get kidnapped by guys with machine guns.
No, they just searched me.
Okay.
Well, they search everyone going to the airport.
Sure.
You stop, that you have to open up the car, they want to take a look at you. There were checkpoints.
Excellent.
Yep.
Anything else?
I really wish the shekel to dollar exchange rate was better.
You mean you wanted more shekels for your dollar, or you wanted more dollars for your shekels?
Things are very expensive. Do you know how many shekels you get to the dollar?
12?
4.
Wow. You should get more shekels to the dollar.
Yeah, well, it made it really hard.
Why is that?
I think dinner costs 50 bucks.
You know, 50 bucks or 50 shekels?
No, 50 shekels I'd be thrilled with.
Because that'd be like 12 bucks.
Yeah. But you have to understand that there are some things that have a high tax rate. For example, if you buy an automobile, there's almost a 100% tax on it.
Sure. Ecuador's in revolt right now over their tax rates.
There's also an 18% VAT.
Okay, that's kind of standard for all of Europe. Kind of low, actually.
But Israel's not in Europe. I'm just saying things are more expensive.
Okay, yep.
So I'm back now, and I better conserve money. So what we're going to have to do is economize this podcast.
Okay.
How
do we do that?
Well, I'm going to put 50% less money in it.
Money by time?
No, just money.
Money by bits?
No, just money.
Bits and bytes? Okay. How does that affect us?
Well, I'm canceling our big 5-year anniversary.
Yeah.
For next month.
We're not going to have a 5-year anniversary?
No, we're still going to have one, but I'm no longer going to fly all of our original guests from the first 5 years to an undisclosed location for a party. I'm sorry, I was planning that before I went on vacation, but I saw the bill for my vacation and I can't afford it. So, Jerry, you're not getting
going to fly me.
No.
No?
No, I can't afford you.
Dude, you said you were going to cut the amount you were paying. You were going to spend in half. You didn't say you're going to cut it to zero.
How about this? I'll buy you a bus ticket.
No, I'm far too important to ride on a bus.
Train?
Trains would be cool.
Rickshaw?
I've been on a rickshaw before.
Yeah, but I think a rickshaw to New York. Also, you've said something about hating New York. Who, Mr. Shaw?
The guy pulling the rickshaw.
But you've also said that you're against visiting New York.
It's not too cold really. Here. I'm against visiting. Well, sure, in the winter. It's not winter there now, is it?
No. But as a budget-cutting measure in order to reduce the cost of transportation, I'm rescheduling our anniversary for the dead of winter.
That's not very nice.
Well, you know, summer's high season.
Uh-huh.
But I'll tell you what I'll do, Jerry, because I feel generous. If you make your own way to New York, I will arrange for your accommodation.
Oh, that's nice.
Yes, in the bed and breakfast by Guru. Yes. Bed provided, breakfast possibly optional. There will, of course, be the option for, you know, a early morning wake-up call, but all wake-up calls will be played by Kazoo. So if you're asked for a wake-up call, you get this. You probably don't appreciate that wrong branch of the service, I'm imagining. They didn't do that in the Navy, did they?
No.
That was more of an Army thing, I think.
I guess, yes.
When they wanted to wake you up, what did they do?
I had an alarm clock.
Oh, how progressive. What happened to the buglers?
No.
Okay. So if anybody is interested in planning the 5th anniversary bash with on a shoestring budget, feel free to contact us. But Jerry, my offer to provide you with complimentary accommodations at the bed and breakfast always stands.
Much appreciated.
Just remember, space is limited. So please book in advance to ensure that there's a room available for you.
Okay.
Oh, and it does come with complimentary airport pickup.
Ooh.
Subject to availability.
Of course.
I thought you were going to offer me accommodation. I'm so hurt.
Dude, I've always told you that if you're ever down in Jacksonville, of course you can stay here.
Well, I don't know. While I was taking my tour, there was a couple from Jacksonville who happened to be on the bus. And I asked them, what is there to see in Jacksonville? I said, I have a friend who told me that the highlight of the place is the zoo. They did have a comment for you.
What's that?
What's he smoking?
We have a nice zoo.
Yeah, but they said if somebody is telling you to come to Jacksonville to see the zoo, then obviously they've missed the point of Jacksonville.
No. But
that was the comment. I'm just the messenger here.
Okay. There's nice stuff in Jacksonville.
Yeah, they told me there was nice nightlife.
I wouldn't know about that.
Neither would I.
But the beaches are nice. Jacksonville Landing's got some cool stuff going on. We've got a professional football team, a professional soccer team, a professional baseball team. I don't think we have a professional basketball team.
You haven't checked lately?
I'm not really big on basketball.
Okay. But one of these days I'll stop by. You can take me over to see my data.
Okay. We have a huge data center.
Well, I'm talking about like the one where
guards and 4-inch metal bars and stuff. It's quite intimidating.
I'm looking forward to seeing it. So, as far as I know, there are no planned additional disruptions to our schedule. Is that correct? You're not going anywhere, are you?
We should be back on our regular schedule for the next schedules, right?
Well, for the next few weeks, I don't know if you have anything. Let's see. As far as I know, we're pretty much set for the rest of the summer.
I will be gone. I have to go to Ecuador for the last week of July.
Oh, okay. That would be the 27th.
Yes.
Okay. Do you want me to replace you or do you want to take the week off?
That will be up to you.
I'll see. It's not easy to replace you.
That's what I keep telling them at work, but they won't give me any more money.
Does that work? You just go in and say, it would be too hard to replace me? Because I'm picturing me telling my boss that and him saying, I'll put out the application right now. We'll find somebody in an hour.
Huh.
I don't believe that person would be able to replace me, but I believe my boss would do it. Anyway. So we should be on a normal schedule, which is 10 p.m. Eastern on Mondays. That's, of course, GMT minus 4. Or, of course, 5 a.m. Israeli time. I didn't successfully promote the podcast while I was abroad.
That's all right.
I wonder if we have any Israeli listeners. Probably not. If you listen to the show and you're outside of the United States or our neighbor to North Canada, drop us a line. I'm curious how many Europeans we have. I know we have a few. And how many people from other parts of the world. Just say I'm here and I'm not American.
Yeah, what he said.
And I still find this show relevant. I wonder if we're too American-centric.
I don't know, but shall we call it a night?
I think so, because I may be rambling because I'm sleep deprived.
Could be. Why don't you go fix that?
Okay. Good night, Jerry.
Good night.